Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hauser steals third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards first. Allison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1. Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Allison steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Castro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. John Romano pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians won. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.